Dave Bader Show, 1023. You do have to give a tip of the hat to Pete the Liberal and Marinette for one thing. Something he didn't do. He didn't blame Bush, which is actually what I was prepared for. That's where I thought any liberal that did call in. Pete should call in again. He and I had a good give and take. Not today, but I mean some other time. I want to switch gears now from the atrocities in Iraq and the global threat that is ISIS that we've spent more than an hour discussing and turn my attention to something anew. There's a question I'm asked a lot lately. In fact, I'll bet I'm asked this two or three times a week. The question is this. Well, actually, here's the answer. Here's the answer to the question that I'm asked about two or three times a week now. My answer is, yes, it is. Any guesses on what the question is I'm asked, Jason? I will give you, it's political. It's political. You got it. You got it. Well done. Almost verbatim. Well, yeah, that's true. Yeah, you hear some of it. That's right. You hear some of this at the golf course. Is the governor's race really that close? Yes. Then here's the follow-up question that nobody has asked yet, because I don't think they want to. So I'll ask it and answer it here. Is it possible Scott Walker could lose? Yes. Was that a sufficient pregnant pause? You never know how long to do that. Well, you know, because allowing dead air to a guy who's been in radio for more than 30 years is an anathema. But sometimes it's necessary. You know, I was taught 30 years ago, you have a second dead air, you have to keep talking no matter what. Pass gas if you have to, do something. But for crying out loud, don't allow any dead air. Do something. Sneeze, burp, whatever. Yes, he can lose. I'm going to make the case that it's been a good week for Mary Burke. Let's start with the Walker side. Ron Johnson, U.S. Senator, came out and criticized the Walker campaign for calling Mary Burke Millionaire Mary, demagoguing, class warfare, obsessing on the outsourcing of jobs by track. And I happen to agree with that criticism. Dan Bice did a column saying it was payback for something Walker reportedly said about Ron Johnson or may have said. I don't. I think Ron genuinely thinks it's dumb. Now, I understand why they're doing it. More on that in a moment. But Johnson calling the Walker campaign out didn't help. Mary Burke, however, has done something very important. She went on a D.C. tour. She's in Washington. She's meeting with the movers and shakers. And undoubtedly, now I'm speculating on this part, that she hit up some really deep pockets and said, look, I'm tied. I'm tied with this guy. Look. And she made the circuit of the bigwigs, the movers and shakers, and probably hit them up for money. But she did something else that was important. She got the attention of the national political media. And as such, she's getting a lot of love. Politico, the woman who could beat Scott Walker. The Daily Beast, it's do or die for Scott Walker in Wisconsin. She got two love pieces from the Washington Post. This creates a perception that could turn into reality. This gives the perception that she currently has momentum that she doesn't. And it could turn that perception into real momentum. I believe this is a pivotal moment in this race. In less than 3 months, Scott Walker will be either a top-tier candidate for president or he'll be forgotten, consigned to a footnote of history. Right now, it's impossible to predict which is more likely. And that's, they quote Brandon Scholz, a Republican consultant, said, look, it's not a secret around here that it's a close race. But now the national media is starting to notice this. At Politico, the woman who could beat Scott Walker, Mary Burke might be the last candidate you'd expect to potentially topple one of the Republican Party's leading governors and upend the 2016 presidential field. The only elected office she's ever held is school board. She didn't become a Democrat until her 40s. And in heavily working class Wisconsin, it was only 2 years ago that the scion to the Trek bicycle fortune was being dismissed by her own party as a one percenter. Yet here she is, tied with Walker in the polls, finally getting some overdue attention from the national press. Well, it was orchestrated. That D.C. trip was brilliant because it comes on the heels of polls showing her tied. For a campaign that has been is about as incompetent as any other campaign I've ever seen, they did a lot of things right this week. That might mean they have found their footing. I want to spend a few more minutes on this after the news. Because there's a solution to this, and it involves you. It's 10:30.
The Jerry Bader Show.